Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Moments at 10:46, just a few minutes here to clean up a couple of things. Our buddy Bryce emailing the show, Royals just finished a very difficult stretch in their schedule. Last 24 games, they played Baltimore, Yankees, Twins, which sounds harder than it normally does because they're leading the division. Yankees again, Cleveland, Detroit, Cleveland, Houston. They went 13-11 in those games. Too bad Herrera melted down last night. Yeah, it is too bad. Schedule softens now. Let's see if they can gain some traction. I guess that's a fair sentiment, Paul. That's a fair sentiment. Well, on one hand, the Royals are close in a division race. On the other hand, they're not close in the American League. On one hand, they can remain competitive in a portion of their schedule. On the other hand, what difference does it really make moving forward if you're not a team that can compete in the American League? And there are some that are scoffing right now, saying, well, they can compete in the American League. And you know what? You're right. They can compete in the American League in a best-of-seven playoff series. Anything can happen. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. But I don't know. I don't think that the Royals are set up well for the future. And the fact that they're so close in the division race has a hell of a lot more to do with how bad the division is as opposed to how much traction the Royals are gaining.
Well, you've got to have some solace in the fact that the Kansas City Royals are no longer in last place in the American League Central. That says,
I guess.
Well, no, not you guess. It's true.
No, I guess. Let me say this again. I guess. Okay, good. They're ahead. Here's my rallying cry.
All right, all right.
We're ahead of the White Sox.
Okay.
Well, but I mean, you mean that doesn't resonate amongst Royals fans?
But you're hanging.
Gee.
You're hanging.
Hey,
you know something?
We're third.
We're third
in the division. I mean, come on. Let's go, Paul.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, I get you, but you're hanging. All I'm saying is there's hope. I mean, you have hope. I mean, is it a lot of hope? No, it's not a lot of hope. But weirder things have happened in the world of baseball. And this is going, for all we know, because of the inability to gain on anybody in this particular division, weirder things have happened. And you just stated from a guy like Bryce, and Bryce is one of our great emailers, by the way, here at Sports Daily, and we thank him for that. But Bryce's point is simply this. Anything can happen in baseball, particularly when you get to the playoffs. Anything can happen. The better team sometimes does not win in baseball playoffs. Sometimes it's just that way. This isn't basketball or football where it usually works that way. This is baseball. Weird things can happen. All I'm saying is the Kansas City Royals are sitting there 5.5 game back. It's doable. You can see, I mean, just a streak will put you right up in the top two or three in this division. Weirder things have happened. And I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say Royals win the division. Okay, that was crazy. That was nuts.
Maybe it's the weekend talking to me. It's not crazy because I think the Royals starting pitching, if they can circle back around to get Danny Duffy. I just don't think the Royals can score enough runs to win games.
Well, that's real. You know, I just let my emotion run with me a little bit, didn't I?
And that happens. Because it's not outrageous in that division.
No.
The Indians aren't showing any traction.
No.
I mean, I just got done seeing the Indians two games this week, and they were awful.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Twins may end up being the Twins that we've known and loved over the course of the last 5 years. That's who they.
Well, I think the Twins are better.
Well, they are
better. I think the Twins are actually pretty solid. I like their lineup, and I think that they've actually got some nice. I think they've got some fairly nice components.
Well, nobody talked about the Twins and how good they were going to end up being before the season started. It was all Cleveland. It was all the Indians.
I don't think it's about how good they are.
Okay.
I think the Twins are about what they could have hoped to have hoped to have been. It just happens that what they've hoped to have been is good enough to be leading the division right now. I think that's more on the Tigers and the Indians than it is anything else.
Oh, that's a good
point,
too.
Really, the Indians and the Tigers.
Right, right.
So,
no, that's a good point. No, you're right on target there. Well, I can't believe you're talking about a team that's basically seven games under 500, only 5.5 out of first place, only 5.5 games out of the playoffs. That's all. Think about that. It's doable. Somebody's going to get hot in this division. Somebody's going to get hot in the second half of this season after the All-Star break, and somebody's going to make a run at it. Why not the Royals? It can be anybody. It could be Cleveland. It could be the Detroit Tigers. I mean, it could literally even be the...
I get your point.
All right.
Paul, 8 years ago today, the Angels drafted Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Who now ranks amongst, well, certainly is one of the finest players in the game and is one of the finest players in the history of the game to this point in his career at age 25. Do you buy that or not?
I do. I do buy it.
Thank
As a matter
you.
Of fact, for goodness sakes, is he the MVP? If I was to say to you over the course of the last 3 years, who is the, and I'm going to go over a period of time, not just one given year. Who?
Trout.
There you go.
Trout.
So what,
it's Trout.
It's, and it's not, it, it, it's not it Bryce Harper.
Trout.
No, it's not
no,
Bryce.
But Bryce Harper is not going to be far behind.
No, not far behind, but it is.
Here you go.
Okay.
Most wins above replacement. That's one of these sabermetric, one of these metrics.
Mm-hmm.
Wins above replacement through age 25. All time. Ty Cobb, number one, 55.8. Mickey Mantle, number two, 52.1. Mike Trout, number three, at 52.
What?
Now, if that isn't some select company, I don't know what is.
There isn't. That's it.
Back for final thoughts in just a minute. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.